When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code, episode 166. We got 166 episodes, y'all. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, also known as Mental Illness across social media platforms. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist wants recognition for every single thing that they do. So I know you hear me talking a lot about how the things that the close. So if you are the closest person to a narcissist, the husband, the wife, the parents or whatever, if the children, if the grandchildren, like if you are the closest person to a narcissist, you typically get treated the worst. You just do. That's just how it is because you have the power and the ability to hurt the narcissist the most. I know it feels like the narcissist is in control a lot of the time, but you actually can hurt the narcissist more than anybody else. That's why they like to keep you close, but also at arm's length. I like to say like they have their hand around your collar with an arm fully extended. They keep you close, but not that close. So, like I said, so narcissists literally want recognition for everything. So let's just say if you somehow get a narcissist to go to therapy, somehow, some way, shape, or form, you get them to go to therapy. They agree to go to therapy. They're like, look, fine, I'll do it. You didn't send them a mental illness video. They just saw it somehow. Somebody else sent them one of my videos, or it popped up on their timeline or their For You page. You didn't force it into their laps. So let's just say they saw a mental illness video. It's like, hey, I saw this guy online. He sounds a lot like me. I'm going to go to therapy. One therapy, look, they want recognition and appreciation for just acknowledging that. And then they will, if they go to therapy, their first therapy appointment, they will want recognition for acknowledging that as well. Like, literally, let me speak from personal experience. I remember my first therapy appointment. I was smiling. I was happy as hell when I came home. I was like, look, I did it. I posted about it online. I was like, look, mental health matters. I'm taking care of my mental health. I posted it online because I wanted recognition for it. I posted it on Instagram. I posted it on Facebook. Came home, smiled. I told my wife, I'm like, look, I'm going to be good. This therapy appointment, like, look. The only thing we really did was talk about why I was there, my name, my age, my location, my ASL, pretty much. My older folks, my older, Yahoo chat room folks, ASL, age, sex, location. Where are you at? What gender are you? And, how old are you? But yeah, I wanted recognition for that. I wanted to be appreciated for that type of stuff right there. So if you get a narcissist go to therapy, they will want recognition everywhere. They want the world to shout it out. They want a Facebook announcement. My husband or my wife went to therapy and I love them so much for trying. They want recognition for it. They want appreciation for it. They want attention for it. They just do. They want it for everything. Like every little thing that they do for you, they want recognition for it. And they will say it. They will literally say it out loud. Hey, you can't ever say I didn't do anything for you. Boom. They got you for the rest of your life with that. You owe them for the rest of your life. You can't say I never did anything for you. Can't never say I've been nice to you. I haven't been nice to you. Can't ever say I didn't clap the cheeks right. Because you just said it. I did. You said it was the best you ever had. So you better not. You can't take that back. Look, that's in my mind now. You just said I gave you a round of applause. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I had to. I got to sneak that in every episode of Narcissist Code. I know y'all love it. You cannot say you don't love it. But yeah, they want recognition for everything. Like, they want to be appreciated for everything. And they want to make sure they did everything well. Like, let's just say after a good cheek clapping session, they want to know that they succeeded. They're like, how was it for you? They want appreciation for it. Man or woman. Like, sex is irrelevant. The gender is irrelevant in this situation. How was it for you? Was it good? Was I the best? Tell me, let me know. Please. And they want appreciation for it. They want recognition for it. Every little thing. And it's like the ego. It's like it's literally the ego, y'all. It's literally the ego just bleeding through every single situation with a narcissist. It just is. Like, if you don't give them the recognition that they feel like they deserve, like if you don't give us the recognition we feel like we deserve, you then become an enemy. Your lack of recognition becomes criticism and will be held against you for the rest of your life. It just will. Your lack of recognition for the stuff that I've done for you, the stuff that I've done for us, will be held against you from this point forward. It just will. And I'm just letting you know, that's how it goes. I'm not like, I still do it now. I talked to somebody earlier and they asked me something. They're just like, so if somehow my husband gets to your level of self-awareness, can I count on him to stop doing this? I said, no. And people, she's like, what? Really? I'm like, no. I'm like, I still do it. That's the message I try to convey to everybody. I still do this stuff. You see me online, I get a chance to prep for 60-second videos. I get a chance to prep for this podcast. Even though I don't write down the script or anything like that, I still get time to prep for it. Even though I don't cut the video unless the camera dies on me, even though I don't cut the podcast unless the phone dies on me, like I still get a chance to prep for this. Like this person you see right now, yeah, it's part of who I am, but it's not all of who I am. My online presence, my online persona is going to be different than the person you meet in real life. I just promise you it will. I tell people that all the time. I have to keep it real. They're like, all narcissists lie. Why are you not lying? Because I have to keep it real. I don't want to be like all narcissists. I don't want you to put me in the box with all narcissists. I don't want that. I don't need that. My therapist said, you have a superiority complex towards other people with narcissistic personality disorder. You just think you're the best of them. You think you're the best of the group. And I said, yes, I do think I'm the best of the group. Point blank period. I just feel like I'm the best of the group. And I was just like, and that's cool for me. That's how I have to handle it. I just have a superiority complex against other narcissistic people. But I like challenges. I want y'all to feel like, if you're a narcissist listening to this, if you're in my narcissist, self-aware narcissist group, if you hear this, be a better narcissist than me. Build a bigger platform than I do. Let's compete. I love it. I'm a competitor. Let's go. I'm not going to hate on you. I will not hate on your growth. Ask Cluster B Milkshake, Sarah Croussant. If y'all haven't seen Sarah Croussant's Cluster B Milkshake on YouTube, she has a great platform. She's funny. You know what I mean, I watched one of her videos the other day and her little intro, she said, hey guys, it's a Cluster B Milkshake. It's your second favorite self-aware narcissist. I said, my homie. But like, I want her to challenge me. That's why I share her stuff all the time. She's a self-aware narcissist female. It's cluster. It sounds just like it sounds. One word. Or is it two words? It's Cluster B Milkshake on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. She has an amazing platform. I shout her out all the time because she has a good platform. I want her to succeed because her succeeding, her doing better, pushes me. I want y'all to think that y'all are better than me. I want y'all to do better because it pushes me to be better. It pushes me my ego kicks in. It pushes me to want more, to do more. So I want Cluster B. I want Sarah. I want you to succeed. And if you're listening to this, you know, I really do. Because it's like, I feel like I don't know her in real life, but I feel like that's my friend. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's Cluster space B space Milkshake on YouTube. She has a great platform. She's actually pretty funny, y'all. The way she talks to you, it's funny. She presents herself very, very well. You know what I mean? So check her out on from a female perspective on having narcissistic personality disorder, comorbid with a bunch of other stuff. She's got a great profile, y'all. Just check her out. But yeah, I just have this complex. So I want to be recognized for everything that I do. And everybody's not gonna like what I do, y'all. You just won't. And I'm fine with that. But like I said before, if you a narcissist, you want recognition for everything. Like I want to be the most recognized narcissist on the planet. I use subliminal messages in people in my messages, in my introduction. I say your favorite self-aware narcissist. It's into your head. It's in your head now. If you listen to all 166 episodes, your favorite self-aware narcissist is in your head when you think about me. It's there. Like I say, I want to be recognized for my growth. I want to be recognized for the stuff that I've done in life. Even the minute stuff, even the little smallest minute stuff, a narcissist wants to be recognized for. Any progress to a narcissist is major progress. Hey, I went to therapy. You need to shout it out to the rooftops. You need, matter of fact, if y'all haven't been like intimate in a long time and you get a narcissist to go to therapy, they'll expect some intimacy from that. Like, hey, I went to therapy. I need some cheeks right now. or a woman narcissist. I'm with the therapy. I need you to clap these cheeks ASAP. You haven't done it. I need a reward. You know, I've been good. Where's my reward? This is literally how it goes. And that's how, like I said, we want recognition for every small thing. If you don't provide the recognition in a timely manner, then it's disrespectful. It just is. You disrespect me by not giving me the recognition that I feel like I deserve in a timely manner. And it will be handled as such. I come home from therapy. You don't just like, how's the therapy appointment go? Now you're an enemy. Now I'm going to revert back to my old behaviors. I don't do that so much now because I'm more aware of my behaviors. It's kind of like I go in my subconscious mind, I take a step back, but then I catch myself. I'm like, okay, nope. I'm like, do this today, not today. I've said some terrible stuff, done some terrible stuff, but I'm making up for it doing this stuff right here. So, like, you have to stroke the ego. People are like, how do I stay with my narcissist? You have to stroke their ego for every little thing that they do. You don't necessarily be a yes man, just like, that's great, babe. That's great, honey. You don't want to do that necessarily, but you want to make them feel like you want to make them feel appreciated for the little stuff that they do. And that'll help. Sometimes that'll help your relationship. Everybody's different. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. Like, how do I get them? There's nothing you can do. Sometimes you have to throw in the towel and hit them in the face with it. Like, you know what I mean? Throw the towel in. Call the ref. Hey, ref, this is over. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to throw it in. And it's okay it's okay. You're not walking away. You're walking towards something. You're not walking away from a toxic relationship. You're walking towards peace, harmony, love. Stay strong, stay to yourself, and, you know, stroke the narcissist's ego if you want to stay with them or not. Your choice is yours. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as you learn from me, I promise you I learn more from y'all. I'm thankful. I'm humble. I'm blessed. I'm humble as I can be. Let's be real. I'm as humble as I can be with 1 million followers. I'm just joking, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.